a lot of great products to take you through. We're going to take you through it quickly so you can get downstairs and see in the flesh as fast as possible. Why even talk about what we're going to show you? The show's being out. All right, we're going to jump in and talk about figures. Three words for the movie figure. Light up lightsaber. So these are rolling up now on shelves. The line is chock full of them. These are all new sculpts. They're fantastic. And of course, if you're going to have light up Obi-Wan, light up Qui-Gon, you still need light up Darth Vader and light up Anakin. So all new sculpts. Great stuff coming, and then further down the road we've got light up blasters, a lot of great technology in there. And what I love most about these is that the sculpt, the articulation is still solid. We didn't have to compromise in order to get the awesome features. From a vehicle perspective, Clone Wars, we've got these two coming out, the Recon Fighter and the Sub. The Sub actually has two modes, this kind of jet ski wave runner mode as well as a mini sub mode. And then the big vehicles. These have been shown before, but it's worth saying again, Mark Boudreau did a fantastic job with this brand new Nevin Starfighter, and it fits
R2-D2.
Of course it needs to fit R2-D2. So that's coming out in just about a month or so. And then Clone Wars figures, we've got the very best of Season 4, new helmet on Rex, some great stuff there. And of course, all new Ahsoka, you know her from the first couple episodes, Scuba Ahsoka, and Season 4 Wolf. Brand new helmet. And we also have some battle packs coming out. These are all six brand new sculpts, and we are particularly excited about them. The Darth Maul, specifically in this set, and the Darth Vader and the Boba Fett are absolutely hands down my favorite sculpts we've ever done for these characters. They're just gorgeous. They look exactly like what you see on the screen. It's amazing.
The big one.
All right, we've heard a little bit of chatter about this online. Some people excited about the MCC, some questions about the MCC. You know, we were doing episode one this year, celebrating the movie, and you have to do the MCC. You're going to do a big vehicle. This is the one you do. So we wanted to make this very special. Mark Boudreau built this from scratch. Comes with 20 battle droids, and Obi-Wan Kenobi, he needs to fight something. So it's loaded with figures, it's loaded with projectiles, it's loaded with features, and I know there's been some questions. People have been asking, okay, does it retract, or are the droids out there all the time? Does it go in, does it go out? How does this thing work? We thought we could answer the question right here and now. Retractable 16 droids come out of there. It also comes back in. So both ways, it's automatic, it's motorized. Again, it's loaded with electronics, terrific features. And Eric can talk you through some of the additional features as well as the battle droids themselves.
Yeah, it's a great item. It's got room for tons of droids. It can sit up here in the cockpit, which completely folds up. It's got like battle station spaces down here where you can fit, once again, tons more droids. And storage space back here. And as you said, it does retract automatically. It folds all back in, and it has tons of sound effects and lines from the movie and all sorts of fantastic items.
So there's 20 droids in total. Four of them are articulated, arms and legs, and the rest of them, 16, are battle posed. They are on these stands, so it's easy to play with them as troops. And they've got articulation in the all-important blaster arms. And if should you wish to, you could buy a whole lot of vintage battle droid figures that fold up and put them inside. So a lot of play here with the MCC. We're really excited about this coming out this fall. Next, who wants to talk about vintage? We are going over 100 figures now from a collector numbering standpoint. So a ton of vintage and a lot of great ones coming out this year. As you know, they're already at shelf, our first wave, and I'm happy to say Ben Quadnero is selling really well. So thank you. Thank you for your support. Eric's going to talk to you through some of the awesomeness that's to come.
Coming up in wave six, we've got a Oddball, who is mostly new, fantastic figure, the pilot from episode 3, and Grand Moff Tarkin, finally on a vintage card, Grand Moff Tarkin. And one of the last skip starts we have to do is the NICCO from the vintage, from the original vintage line. Also in this wave, we have Starkiller Galen Merrick, who comes with two different sets of gear, so you can dress him up as either in his bad guy outfit or his rebel outfit from later in the game. We also have from the Old Republic, which we're continuing with more Old Republic figures. We have Shade Vizsla, who comes with the flamethrower accessory, two pistols, interchangeable helmet and head. So she does have the bounty hunter helmet as well as her hair down and everything. And wave seven, finally, Ahsoka and Obi-Wan Kenobi in their Clone Wars gear, except in realistic style. This is what Ewan McGregor would look like if Clone Wars was a movie instead of animation. This wave has one of my all-time favorite figures in it, which is Nia Nub. He is finally the correct type. He is a short little guy, I was so happy to get to do him. And Weak Way, which is also another addition from the vintage line, and the Emperor's Royal Guard, comes with two different sets of gear, both training and the movie-accurate guard gear.
All right, let's talk about our Comic-Con exclusives. Every year, we reveal something special here. This year, it's going to be something different. This year, we actually have a brand new line look that's going to be available for a limited time. We went back to the Deep Dark Kenner archive and looked for a packaging that made it to the final cut. George Lucas was deciding between which line looks to go to, the famous chrome and black or this one. The last minute he went chrome and black. We know it. We love it. We've been celebrating it for the past few years. But this was the runner-up. So what our team was able to do, Dave Reeves back at our headquarters, took some concept art, it looked like pencil sketches, colored sketches, and he finished it to make it appear as though it would if Kenner had launched it. So we've got fantastic new line looks that's going to come out with these vintage articulated figures, and we're going to do it in a multi-pack that has six figures. This is Carbonite Freezing Chamber, and it's going to contain six figures, one from each movie. And these figures are going to be available both in this pack on that new line look, the Lost line look, and they're also going to be available at retail after Comic-Con. And they're going to be available on Kenner, Vintage, Chrome, and Black cards. And they're going to be available on this new line look as well. Sort of the same way we handled the Revenge Return cards last year. So again, not only are we doing these six articulated figures, but we've got the brand new packaging that's going to be in the pack and at mainline. Here's a glimpse at six of the cards. Eric's going to talk through in a little bit more detail what each of the six figures are, but we wanted to give you a glimpse of this gorgeous artwork of this new Lost line look. So we wanted to do something special. In addition to the six figures, there's one additional figure, and it's Jar Jar.
Woo!
All right, we've got some special applause. I know some of you are saying, Jar Jar, what are they doing another Jar Jar for? This is not just any old Jar Jar fan. We actually are doing not the zombie Jar Jar, better. So on a vintage card, only available at Comic-Con, no, it won't have a collector number on it, but you'll want to pick it up. We are doing a Jar Jar thing, and he's in the carbonite, and this is based on the full-size Jar Jar in carbonite that was developed by two fans, and it's currently on display at Lucasfilm's headquarters out in California, and our team decided to dive in and do it at the 3¾-inch figure.
Yes.
It was a joy to work on.
The carbonite isn't just one big solid block either. It has all the details on both the bottom and the flip side of it. It also, the middle piece of it slips out of the frame and can turn around and slip back in, and it has the backwards imprint of Jar Jar. Like he just fell out of the carbonite, kind of like when you see Han fall out of the carbonite in Jabba's palace. And the figure that comes in the set for the episode one, which is also Jar Jar, fits into it. Like, he can kind of fit in there, like he's just coming out of stasis.
So the next six figures, Eric's going to take you through. These are the figures available in this set, and of course, they'll be at mainline as well in both types of packaging.
And yeah, this set has all new Jar Jar Binks with soft goods skirt, and he's got two accessories. He's got full articulation, as much as we can fit into the figure. Also, a clone lieutenant with the blue stripes, and the shock trooper from episode 3. These are on the new super articulated clone trooper body. We also have the sand trooper from episode 4. He comes with the sentry droid and a cool clear post that hooks to the backpack. He also comes with a new E-11 blaster with a fold-out stock. So it's the first time we're going to have the fold-out stock on the blaster. In Wave 8, we have Oromarco Frumface, another update to one of our vintage figures. We also have from another figure from the Old Republic, we have the Republic Trooper. His gun is as tall as he is in the package. It's immense. It's so cool. And he also comes with a helmet, knife, blaster. He comes with tons of accessories.
Thanks to a lot of you, the Old Republic has been a terrific success so far. We're really excited about it. So you're going to see more and more figures from the Old Republic in the months and years to come.
Hasbro's fan choice winner. Is it Jackson? It might be Jackson.
No.
It is, the fan choice is the figure I would have voted on. It is my absolute hands-down favorite Star Wars character. It is, of course, Mara Jade Skywalker. I am super excited to be working on this figure. She is going to have all the articulation, all the accessories that we come to expect from Vintage. She is going to be a fantastic figure. And like I said, she is my favorite character, so I am just diving right in and pushing very hard to make sure she is the best figure we can get. I'm super excited about it, about working on her.
From a lightsaber perspective, of course, we're going to continue the Ultimate Effects lightsaber, so those have been a huge hit with kids. We're going to have Obi-Wan Kenobi coming out. And then, of course, episode 1, you need Darth Maul. You'll be able to buy two of these Darth Maul lightsabers, and each one comes with an adapter. You can connect them, and you get the Ultimate FX double-bladed Darth Maul lightsaber. Perfect for Halloween. Fighter pods. We are really excited about fighter pods. These things are amazing. The sculpt and the detail and the paint. There's over 100 figures. We have a lot more in development for the next year. We're doing everybody in this line, even Jack Porkin. So everybody is in this line. And we love it for kids because you can battle. You've got these pods that let you, you stand your guys up, knock them down, set them up, knock them down. It's mass mayhem warfare. But in addition, we've got a great opportunity to leverage the wonderful personalities of these characters and the way they look. So we have a little bit of a video to show you. This is something that's going to be available online. We're doing a series of them throughout the year, and you get to see the first one.
Seen it yet in its finished form, but it involves Chewbacca, a lightsaber, and a limbo concept. Next up is Amp. This was revealed in name just the other day. You're probably wondering, what is Amp? What are they doing down there at Hasbro? So this is something that's brand new to Star Wars. This is a chance for vehicle customization. We're letting kids pick the most iconic Star Wars vehicle and amp them up and outfit them for any mission. It's very quick and very easy to do. We're going to show you what this looks like. In a pack, let's say this pack, where you get the TIE Fighter and the X-Wing Fighter, it comes with the core vehicle and a sea of parts. A lot of gear inspired by all the technology from the film. And this lets you amp up your vehicles and customize them to get them ready for any battle, whether it's ground, sea, land, or air. So a lot of parts and a lot of abilities to customize. These are just some of the vehicles you could do. The TIE Crawler, you can go from a ground vehicle to a space vehicle, and all of this you can do within just a few minutes. Very quick, very easy. We've got a table at work with a sea of parts, and we just go to town on it.
Very quick customizing. You throw stuff together so fast, it's so much fun, and it's so, it's It's really cool. Here's another example of what you can do with the X-Wing. You can turn it into a ground craft with these pontoons on the front, and of course different types of space battles. And best of all, you can arm them and weaponize them, and they really become these cool ships that kids can build and let their imaginations go wild. And you know, like Jeff was saying, the combinations are just so endless. We can just keep on going with them. Like the AAP has, you know, the normal standard vehicle, and then it's got a flying vehicle, and then it's got like a ground mission. You can see the legs on there from the home spider droid. It was like all the tech for it is all pulled from the lore and from the, so it looks like Star Wars. Everything still looks like Star Wars. And it's very fun. Again, Jedi Starfighter, it's got multiple modes, and more than this, you can do over 30 combinations with this vehicle alone. AT-RT, Clone Trooper, you can get the standard walker, you can get the, it comes with shreds, so it's like a little swamp tank vehicle, and
so we have a line of all different price points, both larger and smaller, and even these smaller packs, these smaller vehicles, have at least 20 different ways to customize in meaningfully differentiated ways, different types of vehicles. So 20 is just the start of it.
And again, the staff is also in that smaller price point with the AT-RP, with the AT, and it's, you know, it's got multiple modes too, and you can see the wings on this are pulled from the Vulture Droid, kind of. A little extra walking wings and stuff. The combinations, like you said, are endless. Like, you can just keep on going. And very fast and very fun.
So downstairs, we've got fighter pods, we've got AMP. The pieces are out there. You'll be able to mix and match and play with the different vehicles. Again, each vehicle can be customized in so many different ways. It's a ton of fun. So we want to get you down there after the next presentation so you can see them. Thank you for your support. You get to see Jar Jar down there as well. Take him out.
Jeff and Eric, thank you very much. All right, and last but certainly not least, we'd like to welcome to the stage Team Marvel. We have the head of U.S. marketing and the head of the global Marvel franchise team. That's a pretty full plate.